Lawmakers in Olympia today kicked off the 2018 legislative session, and Democrats are back in control for the first time in 6 years. They have a one-vote majority in the Senate and a two-vote majority in the House. Spokane's Andy Billig is Deputy Majority Leader of the State Senate. He told me about the Democrats' priorities for the 60-day session.
With Democrats in control of the legislature, I think you'll see that we put people first and really focus on opportunity and prosperity for the people of Washington State. Specifically, we need to pass the capital budget, which is the construction budget. It means 19,000 jobs throughout our state and to really build the infrastructure of our future economy as well. We also have to do a follow-up to our big education funding bill to make sure that we finish the job of fully funding basic education. And we also have to look at important issues like additional funding for mental health services. We've got quite a package of voting access and campaign finance transparency bills. So a lot on the table, but I think we can get it done for 60 days and really deliver for the people of Washington State.
It is a long list, and education funding is still looming, as you said, over the state legislature. The state Supreme Court wants a plan to fully fund basic education by September of this year. And right now, the court says you're about $1 billion short. What will you do?
Well, the good news is the court largely validated the plan that the legislature passed last year. And that's good. That's good for the students of Washington State. It's good for our whole state. And they had a disagreement with the timing. So we're going to go to work on that. We've been working on that. And we're going to make sure that we address the concerns the court has raised. And most of all, want to make sure that we're delivering for the students of Washington State.
Your Democratic colleagues, including the governor and the House Majority Leader, Pat Sullivan, they say they're willing to dip into reserve funds to get that $1 billion. Republicans do not like that idea. So where do you realistically see the money coming from?
Well, one of the things about the rainy day fund or the reserve funds, and there's quite a bit of money in that fund, is you don't want to use them for ongoing expenses. That doesn't make sense to use a one-time source of money for ongoing expenses. So I think that money is sort of only eligible, in my mind, for one-time things. So in that way, I think the funding is eligible to be used from the rainy day fund, but I think that we've got better sources. And maybe what we'll see is a combination. So a little bit comes out of the budget stabilization account, which is the official name for the rainy day fund, and from some other sources. So I think we've got some ways to be creative to deliver what we need to deliver for the students of Washington State.
And specifically, what are those better sources of revenue?
I think that we have revenue sources. So, currently we have sales tax, we have B&O tax, we have property tax. And I think that we can look at the current sources and then say, is there something, for instance, there's a proposal on the real estate excise taxes last year that would have not only generated a little bit of revenue, but would have actually made that tax more fair. It would have put in a progressive element to that source. So it would have lowered the taxes for the lower income home buyers and slightly raised the taxes for the higher income home buyers. So that has the dual effect of making the tax more fair and to raising some revenue. That's one of the things on the table. And I think what's important now is that we have a number of options on the table.
Senator Billig, some Republicans are starting to talk a little bit more about a split between liberal Seattle and the rest of the state. Some of them are calling it the Emerald City Curtain. You represent Spokane. Do you see it that way?
No. I can tell you that the people in Eastern Washington are looking for effective and efficient government. And I think that's something that people all over the state want. They want to see a government that really does what government was meant to do, which is us coming together as a community to deliver on the things that would be too inefficient or too expensive for us to do individually or as individual towns or cities. Those are largely talking points about some curtain somewhere.
Andy Billig is Deputy Majority Leader of the Washington State Senate. He represents Spokane. The 2018 legislative session got underway today.